Good morning, everybody. It's Sanaa.
And Eleanor.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's Pincushion Moss. We're back. I feel like we haven't been together in the stew in a minute, Eleanor.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
We've had some bumps in the road. Yeah. We're busy people, but also, like, we love this show, and we want to give you guys a great one today. So we're back for our annual tradition.
It's now that time of year, time of 2025, when everyone has a very special event happening on their Spotify playlists.
On their Instagram stories, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without further ado, we are doing our Spotify Wrapped show.
Yay!
Woo! Cue applause.
Actually, just playing before we decided to speak was Cocktail Twins. That was my second most listened to song this year. That was Summerhead. Banger. Off of their 1994 album, When Elizabeth Frazier Decided Speaking Words Again. It's funny. Anyway, yeah, we've got a bunch of stuff. We're just going to chat at you a little bit about who our top artists were, too.
My top artists, number one, Adrian Lanker. Number two, Rolling Stones. Then Neil Young, Fleetwood Mac, and Simon and Garfunkel. All made sense. All makes sense why my listening age was 73.
Yeah. I didn't see a listening age. I kind of like quick. The only reason that I looked at my phone
yours
to
would
check,
be like 50.
Yeah,
you listen to like, a lot of 80s.
Yeah, a lot of 80s. Yeah, I feel like I'm like a dad with that. But anyway, number one artist, New Order. Love those guys. Cocktail Twins, number two, Madonna, number three, number four is Malcolm McLaren, and number five is Madame Bjork.
Nice. I'm shocked she's not higher.
I know. I thought she was going to be number one, but really New Order has just been on the ears, like on the wave. So, yeah. All right. So how this is going to work is we set up a random number generator on Google, and we're just going to generate a random number, 1 through 100, and then we are going to pick that song from our Spotify Wrapped, and we're going to play it for you all, maybe tell a little bit of story about it, maybe have a little laugh about it. I don't know. But yeah, I'll be going first. Let me generate this number and then I'll let you guys know the song. Okay, I'm generating 1 through 100. Okay, number 90. This is gonna be rough. Oh, actually, number 90 is Image by Magdalena Bay. I love this song and this entire album. Anyway, here's Image by Magdalena Bay. My Spotify is having some trouble right now. Just give me a second.
What's the best you've got? I forgot it. All my common sense and need of the kind.
All right. That was Image by Magdalena Bay. That was my 90th top song this year.
It was good. I liked it.
I love Magdalena Bay. They just really did something with that album back in 2024.
I feel like I remember you playing them on a previous show. Like
I've played them a few times. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Oh, also this one time I was watching this guy on YouTube that I really like, and he like did this thing where he was like 24, he was like 2 months no Spotify challenge, and so he was just listening to the radio, and he lived in the area actually. This is how I found this out, and he shouted out WMFO specifically because we play a lot of Magdalena Bay.
That's really funny.
Yeah, he was really happy that he's heard Magdalena Bay on air quite a few times with WMFO, Tufts Medford Freeform Radio, which is huge. Anyway.
But yeah, my 90th song is This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads.
Classic.
Apparently I listened to it 12 times, which honestly feels a little bit low, but whatever. It's a good song. Yeah.
Yeah, good one. Talking Heads. Thank you. And now it is time to discover our next number. What might that be, you may be asking? I don't know. Let's find out. Anyway, that was This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads, BTW. Eleanor's 90th song of the year.
My 90th song.
All right. Generating meow. All right. Number 72. Lucky number 72. Let's see what that is for Sana. Okay. All right. Number 72.
Mine's a good one.
Yours is a good one. Ooh, yeah. Mine's a crazy one. 50-50 by Jockstrap.
Nice. I think we played that a couple shows ago.
Yeah, it's good. A great song. I love this one. We played it on the Get Up and Dance edition of this show.
It's going to be a crazy transition to mine.
Yeah. Real fans though, real fans though. Anyway, this is 50-50 by Jockstrap. That was 50-50 by Jockstrap. Coming up next, we've got an entire vibe switch. Here's an entire genre shift and a pop album. Sorry, go ahead.
This is Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell.
A beautiful song.
Oh, time to actually... What? What are you going to say?
Go ahead. No, dude, go ahead. Just, like, forget.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song.
Time to totally shift the vibe of your morning.
Yes.
New outlook for the day. But yeah, this is from her Clouds album. Very good one. She also has a really good live version on Miles of Isles. I forget what year it was, but that whole album is a bunch of different live recordings, and her version of Both Sides Now on that album is fantastic. So I recommend that one if you like this version.
Yeah. Anyway, here's Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weave, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds. Love that we, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions. I recall I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained. Living every day, I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions. I recall I really don't know life.
What a beautiful little track.
It's gorgeous.
I actually got texted by my friend Lila and was like, this is so cute with the snow outside. That is like, oh, aww. It's so cute with the snow outside.
With the ice outside. The sleet literally, on the sidewalks.
The lack of salt in this neighborhood is just ridiculous. Well, like, I've never been anywhere that salt's less in my life.
But then the complete gallons of salt anywhere on the Tufts campus. Like, your feet crush.
No, no. Yesterday, they didn't salt anything.
They overdid it this morning.
They're overcompensating for yesterday when I almost died on the bridge to the JCC. Anyway, that was Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, great song. I don't really have anything else to say about it.
Cool. Yeah. All right. This next one is we already did the random number generator because we don't feel like we need to give you guys the drama every time. But we're on number 14 now. And number 14 for me is a lit song by Outkast. This is She Lives in My Lap. So, so, so good. Reminds me of my springtime, you know? Anyway, yeah. She Lives in My Lap by Outkast.
What's wrong? What are you afraid of? The love below.
She stays alone, never sheds a single tear. She stays in the coolest moods, clearly woman of the year. She and all her girlfriends, they go out dressed to win. Back to the cooler side of town, but she lives in my lap. 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 She lives in my lap.
That song is so early summer. Anyway, that was She Lives in My Lap by Outkast. Next up, we've got Eleanor's 14th song, which is No Machine by Adrian Lenker.
Once again, a vibe change.
Once again, another vibe change. Oh, anyway, it's a good song, though. I love this song. I love this album. Anyway, No That's Machine, good. Adrian Lenker.
Let no machine eat away our dream. Baby, take my hand, let's go together. No surprise, the wound lives in your eyes. A needle shining like a diamond in the desert.
Absolutely fantastic song on my part. Thank you, Eleanor. And now it's time for a PSA. Today we've got the organ donation PSA. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm an organ donor.
Me too. Probably. And so should you.
You should. Yeah, whatever. yeah, that was No Machine, Adrian Lenker. Coming up next, we've got our 49th songs. Yeah, this next one, I kind of didn't want to play. It is a really good song. I just could not imagine listening into it right now. Like, a world in which I'm listening to this song right now is kind of gaggy.
I have never heard this song, so I have no idea what
it's really good. Trust me, bro. It's really good. I think more people should be listening to Miguel. I think Miguel is already a very popular artist. Don't get up in arms. Don't go crazy yet. However, I think that we should bring him back into the public vernacular. Anyway, this is a song with Kelly Uchis. It's called Carmelo Duro. It's really good. Just give it a listen, you know? Give it a listen. Give it a chance. Yeah. Carmelo Duro. Miguel. That was Carmelo Duro by Miguel. Good song. You know, it was hard. It was hard for me to get behind, you know, get behind this, the board and play it. But I like it. It's a good song. And I listened to it a lot this year. Anyway. What's up, Eleanor?
Yep. Up next is my 49th song, which is, once again, gonna complete opposite end of the spectrum.
Here's what we're
from
discovering
Sinas.
Is that we have very different vibes when it comes to music.
Yeah. Looking through stuff of mine, I feel like we would have the potential to match up, but I just don't think the numbers match up.
Oh, okay.
And there are like four. There are maybe like four songs of my entire 100 that would maybe match the vibe of yours.
Yeah.
And we just so happen to like have not landed on those.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It's 4%.
Well, you're a 73-year-old man. That's fine.
So, yeah, up next, this is Bless the Telephone by Lobby Seafray.
Also a
beautiful song.
Really good song.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long, even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello. And how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day. Take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. It's nice the way you say my name. Not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too. I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you.
Before I absolutely deconstruct the vibe that Eleanor's curating for all of you, I just need to talk a little bit about this next song. This next one, well, Eleanor, how do you feel about that one? How do you feel
it's
about
such
that?
A short, such a beautiful song. I love it. There's a reason it's in my Wrapped. And it makes sense. It's like about halfway. I get into vibes of, like, I don't know, phases of like listening to it and him a lot. His song, Crying, Laughing, some other words after that, is, I think it was my second song.
Oh,
so I like him a lot.
He's really good. I like that guy. I like, there's just something about his voice.
His voice has such a specific inflection.
It's such a high, like, it's a croon, but usually when people say croon, they think, like, low voice, like Leonard Cohen vibes, and I'm like, no, like...
Driving crooner.
Oh my gosh, he's right there, he's right there. Anyway, coming up next, we've got a song that's going to definitely wake you up. It's got a lot of stuff going on in it. For those of you who are Malcolm McLaren fans like myself, this is a great song. This is Buffalo Gals 2 remix, right? I know. It's off of his Round the Outside, Round the Outside, Round the Outside album, which is just a bunch of remixes spawning off of his weird hip-hop career in New York. But yeah, this is my... Oh, wait, sorry. The number 71. Is 71, by the way. This is my 71st song of the year. It's really good. I was listening to it a lot this summer. Anyway, here's Buffalo Gals 2 remix by Malcolm McLaren.
We'll be right back. gal. Crazy buffalo gal.
Round the outside. Uh-huh. Three buffalo boys go around the outside. Four buffalo boys go around the outside. Round the outside. Four buffalo boys go around the outside and don't
buffalo, beat them buffalo, your buffalo, buffalo, buffalo.
Boom. That was Buffalo Gals 2 remix by quick Malcolm ending. McLaren. Huh?
It was a quick ending.
Quick, yeah, it was. I had to end. Like, it. Like okay. There's literally, like, no, like, because it's a dance, right? So it's, like, a kind of, like, a dance hip-hop record from the 90s, right? So, like, everything's kind of going into each other. Like, you know, in the 80s, they didn't know how to end music. They just kind of faded it. So, yeah. Every song from the 80s ends in a fade out. Trust me, bro. If not, every song from the 80s, at their very minimum, every 80s pop song, every 80s rock song, even most 80s hip-hop songs I have heard end in a fade out. Trust me, bro. Trust me on this.
But yeah, up next is my, without further ado, my 71st song, which is Harvest Moon by Neil Young. Great song. Heidi likes it a lot.
Yeah, classic.
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go.
Yeah, that was Harvest Moon.
Yeah, Harvest Moon by Neil Young. Great song. Very beautiful.
Every single time.
All of these are great songs.
Yeah, no, I wonder why.
It's like they're in my top 100.
LOL. Anyway, we're going to play our number one songs for you all now. Yes, I mentioned my number one artist was New Order, and my number one song is Bizarre Love Triangle Extended Dance Mix by New Order. Nice. It's the best song ever. It's literally the best song ever. It is literally the best song ever. Like, I have nothing else to say.
And we get 7 minutes of the best song ever.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like they use all 7 minutes. It's not just a 3-minute fade out like the Pet Shop Boys. Anyway, here's the best song ever, Bizarre Love Triangle Extended Dance Mix by New Order.
I'm
unfortunately, because Eleanor and I both have to showcase our top songs of the year, we're not going to finish Bizarre Love Triangle, but I'm... God, you should listen to it on your own. Oh, my God, you should listen to it on your own. Like, New Order did their big one. Anyway, we've got Eleanor's top song, Going to California, Led Zeppelin. Once again, this is Sanaa.
And Eleanor.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Pincushion Moss. We love playing music for you guys. Is this low-key our last show of the semester?
I'll be here next week and the week after. We'll collab offline.
I'll be here for
At least be here for a couple more shows before we leave you for the semester.
Wow.
But hope everyone has a great December. Great winter.
My
happy
B-day.
Holidays.
Yeah. All right. This is Going to California, Led Zeppelin. Thank you guys all so much for listening.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers.